Welcome to the Ja Podcast. My name is Hannah Hoffensberger, and this is
Jill Gregg
and Arai Bicanzo.
Today we are talking about the book Into the Wild that is written by John Krakauer, and we will also be looking at several other texts that relate to Into the Wild. For those of you who don't know what Into the Wild is about, it's about a guy named Chris McCandless who left his family, his school, and his whole life behind him to basically find his pursuit of happiness in Alaska and the true meaning of life. Chris changed his name, donated all his money, and lost contact with his old life. There are many aspects of life that you may think of while reading this book and questions you could ask about Chris and his actions, like how do we construct identity through our actions, interests, values, and beliefs? To what extent is community essential to happiness, and what does it mean to be a rebel? And is Chris McCandless admirable or disgraceful?
Today we're going to be answering all of those questions. First, we'll start with the question, how do we construct identity through our actions, interests, values, and beliefs? I think that we construct identity through our actions, interests, beliefs, and values because anyone can be known for something they do or believe in, like Chris and his journey. Begin quote. The beliefs Chris McCandless held in his life as he traveled around America was what he wanted to be independent. The very basic core of a man's living spirit is in his passion for adventure. The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences, and hence there is no greater joy. End quote. Another question brought up is kind of similar, and it relates a little to the previous one. It is, to what extent is community essential to happiness? I personally think that community is essential to happiness because if you're in a bad community, like your family, school, or friends, then it's hard for you not to reflect the negative attitude or atmosphere. Chris placed no importance on in community, but instead he replaced it with isolation. Begin quote. It's not always necessary to be strong, but to feel strong. There are so few with whom I can share the things that mean so much to me that I have learned to contain myself and not say anything. End quote.
We are now going to talk about how Chris was questioned a lot, especially about his rebellious behavior, and bring up the question, what does it mean to be a rebel? I personally think a rebel can be a person who stands up for their own personal opinions or beliefs despite what society says. They stand up for what they believe is right, not against what is wrong. It's all about being an individual and refusing to follow a crowd that forces you to think the same way they do, even if it means becoming an outcast to society. And Into the Wild, it says, start quote, I don't want to know what time it is. I don't want to know what day it is or where I am. None of that matters, end quote. And they're showing acts of a rebel. Chris was always kind of a rebel. He didn't listen to his parents sometimes, and when he left, he became even more rebellious. Chris hid his rebellion really well when he was still living with his parents, and when he was in college, he didn't really do anything rebellious other than like just kind of act like a little goofier than everyone else, but he was still just like very mature about things, and he had the life that like a lot of people wanted. And then when he decided to go on this journey, he became more rebellious by like not talking to any of his family except his sister, and like changing his name and like kayaking like where he shouldn't be, and just all sorts of stuff like that made him a lot more rebellious than
Chris broke the law a lot, and he didn't really care because they wouldn't be able to trace him down or anything. And his parents actually were surprised that he went off and didn't keep in touch, because they knew that Chris was a good kid, and they were very surprised when he left everything behind.
Yeah, it's like a new person.
When Chris left, people had many opinions about him and the choices he made. In the chapter Alaska, one Alaskan said, start quote, Alex is a nut in my book, end quote. This kind of brings up the question of, is Chris McCandless admirable or disgraceful? Chris McCandless can be described as both admirable and disgraceful. Everyone has their faults. Chris should be remembered as the person who put their mind to something and did it. He wanted to escape the society he grew up in and live off the land. Chris McCandless should be admired because he fulfilled his dream of going and surviving in the wilderness of Alaska. There were many opportunities when people offered to help him, but he persisted on doing it on his own terms, to pursue his personal goal. But he can be seen as disgraceful for leaving his family behind without saying anything to them or contacting them throughout his whole journey. Chris said, start quote, "I was emancipated from the stifling world of his parents and peers, a world of abstraction and security and material excess, a world in which I felt grievously cut off from the raw throb of existence," end quote. This shows that he is a little more disgraceful. What do you guys think?
I think that Chris is more admirable because, like, he shows people that, like, you can leave and kind of do, like, what you want to do in life, and you don't have to rely on, like, your parents or, like, money and friends. And yeah, that's my opinion personally.
I think he's also admirable because the people that he got to pick him up and drive him to somewhere, they all thought that he was such a bright kid, that he had a great future ahead of him, but yet he was still off doing his own thing.
So after reading Into the Wild, we looked at the text To Build a Fire, where another guy went out in the wilderness and was depending on nature to help him survive. Shocker, he didn't survive just like Chris. Chris and this guy, whose name was never revealed, always were alert to things and had very creative minds, but it didn't help them with being realistic about their situations. Start quote, "The trouble with him was that he was without imagination. He was quick and alert in the things of life, but only in the things and not in the significance," end quote.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you got a lot out of this. See you next week when we talk about our next book, The Crucible.